right, but I won't. It is good to be here tonight. Thank you for the special singing and playing of music. It is my privilege to be with you all tonight and to be able to replace Pastor for a night and to bring God's word to you all. I'm excited today that I can be here with my family and especially with my dad, traveled up from Florida. And so glad to have my dad, Lenny Marks, with us tonight. Some people ask if, I can grow a beard like my dad. And they look at him, and I'm like, I do grow a beard like my dad, but he was the mailman. But I'm just kidding. And so it is good to have Dad here with us on this evening. And I'm glad to see you that could make it out. I know so many have traveled and maybe listening by way of internet. And so I hope that this message is a blessing to you. Tonight we're going to look at the word rejoice, theme rejoice tonight. We get into this season. I was thinking about this for those that celebrate the holidays coming up. It's really like a belated birthday, right? Belated birthday. We know the Lord was not born in December, but those that celebrate would say it's a belated birthday. And I'm okay with belated birthdays, especially if I get gifts. But tonight I want to look at the theme of rejoicing, and we have many reasons to rejoice. And we have a reason to rejoice, and we have a way to rejoice. And so tonight, if you would, take your Bibles and open them to the book of Psalms, and we will look at the 47th Psalm tonight. The 47th Psalm, we will study each verse, but first we will read them, read the entire Psalm, and then we'll go verse by verse and look at this chapter of the Psalms. We start in verse 1, and the scripture says, O clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved, Selah. God is gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness. The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted. We get into this chapter of Psalms. The 47th Psalm starts off with a proclamation. It is something that we must do. And it starts with, oh, clap your hands. Oh, clap your hands. Now, if we understand what the psalm is telling us to do, is that we are to have outward praise of our God. Praise that can be heard and praise that can be seen by others. As we were in quarantine in Peru, I'm not going to lie, we were faithful attendees of Faith Baptist Church. We listened to the sermons preached by Pastor Joe and Brother Toby and Brother Hunter and Brother Ben. And we were blessed to listen to those sermons. And some of the sermons I heard Pastor preach, he was preaching about getting excited and rejoicing and praising God. And then, mics can pick up a little bit of noise, and there was this silence. And here we see that we are to have an outward expression of praising God. And here he is saying to clap our hands. Now, this is not clapping hands just because somebody sang a song. No, this is praising God with our hands, making a noise unto our Lord, unto our Savior. Yet, because we have grown up in, if I could say, some very dead churches and under some very dead preaching, we have learned to not praise God with our members. Amen. We have lost the sense of praise because we've allowed other denominations and those that we would not even consider to be God's churches steal that away from us. Now, I'm not talking about sensationalism. I'm not talking about just pure emotion or noise making. But we have allowed other churches or denominations or false religions to take away our joy and our comfort of praising God. And here the Word of God says that we are to clap our hands. And I love this because He doesn't stop there. He says, all ye people. He is saying that there is no exception, that we all, believers and non-believers, need to clap our hands and shout unto God. Well, why is that? Well, He is the Creator of all things. He is the God of this universe. We come together, many in their homes this week, will talk about Christmas or Christ. The birth of Christ. I know there are many mixed feelings about this holiday, but many would come and say that the reason for the season is Christ. Yet, He is not celebrated. He is not even celebrated in our homes. We are excited about gift exchange and mealtime. And the Word of God is not even opened to remember what we're celebrating. We spend more time decorating and baking than we do praising. The Word of God says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Now, our churches seem to be getting quieter as years go on. When I was just a small guy, probably the size of my son, I remember how noisy church could get. Shouting, praise God, hallelujah, amen. Preach it, brother. And today it is silent. We no longer shout unto God. I love sports, and for some reasons, I haven't been watching sports this year. I remember the first time going to a professional basketball game and almost losing my voice from shouting. I remember cheering on the Detroit Pistons against Michael Jordan's Chicago Bulls. I remember the first Detroit Lions football game I went to with my new bride at the time. And I remember shouting and jumping up and clapping. And I had so much excitement for what was so insignificant and non-important and temporal. Yet we serve an all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present God, and we are afraid to shout His praise. We are afraid to clap our hands and praise Him. And yet the sanctuary is silent. He says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Now, we understand that this is a psalm of the sons of Korah. And so we look at this as being a Levite, a lineage of the priests. And this is a holy man writing this. And he's saying, shout unto God. And yet, if the pastor shouts, we begin to ask, why is he doing that? He says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph, victory. We sing songs like victory in Jesus, yet we sing them with no meaning, with no understanding, and with no praise. I heard an old, old story. And we go on and sing, oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Yet we have no excitement when we sing. We sing the words repetitively, programmed like robots. He says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. He's not allowing for exclusions, and he says, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Because if you've read the back of the book, we win. Isn't it great to know that no matter what happens, we win? I mean, we're down in the dumps about how things are going with the elections and the corruption in our country and the coronavirus and all of these things. And yet we forget that we win. Oh, the Lord might come. We win. The Lord might not come yet. We still win. No matter what happens on this earth, He has given us His promise that we will be triumphant. We win. And yet we are not excited. Yet we will not clap our hands. Yet we will not shout unto God. I almost did something I tell young preachers to do. I almost put my hand in my pocket. Verse 2 says, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great King over all the earth. We are so worried about what has taken place, what will take place. And he says here in the Word of God, for the Lord Most High is terrible. He is an awesome God. He is a powerful God. He is an all-knowing God. And yet, we do not praise Him. And yet, we do not shout. And yet, we do not get excited. He says, He is a great King over all the earth. We are watching what's unfolding in Peru, and it is not exciting. We are watching the corruption. We are watching weak leadership. We are watching how leaders can give in to just a few powerful people. And it's not exciting. We are watching as they're making it more and more difficult for us to return as missionaries. They're making it more and more difficult to bear arms. They're making it everything a little bit more difficult. But one thing we must remember, He is the King over all the earth. There is nothing that a president can do without God's permission. There is nothing that a king can do without the great King's authority. And yet we are worried. Yet we will not praise Him. Yet we tremble and we fear. 2020 has been the year of fear, hasn't it? We're afraid if somebody dies. We're afraid if somebody is sick. We're afraid if somebody must suffer. And we're afraid if that somebody is us. Yet we forget that He is the King over all the earth. We get to verse 3. The Word of God says, He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. And I thought, wow, what a promise for Israel. But we read in verse 4, He says, He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom he loved. And then I remembered, I am adopted into that family. He chose our inheritance, and our inheritance is shared with the Son of God. He puts that word Selah in there, and I know I pronounce everything different than y'all. Selah, Selah. Let me tell you what it means. Stop and meditate. It is a musical term that says stop. Think about it. Many would say that the word is not even to be read. It is just to be read with the eyes and not pronounced so that we would just stop. It's like a pause in music. for you that read music. Stop. Take a breath. Think about this. We go back to verse 3. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. Yet we are worried about what is happening in the political scene. The greatest thing we could do is stop reading the news, stop watching the news, and stop worrying about what's going to happen, because our King is King of Kings. He is Lord of Lords, and He is in control of all things. He shall subdue the people under us and the nations under our feet. He shall choose our inheritance for us, the excellency of Jacob, whom He loved. You remember He said that He loved Jacob, but He hated Esau. He chose us. We should be excited about that. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, looked down upon us before the beginning, before the foundation of this earth. And He said, I will choose you to receive this inheritance. We get to verse 5. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Ah, just to think about this, God has gone up with a shout. When our Lord ascended into heaven, you see, He came as a king, didn't He? He was born a king. He was proclaimed king at His birth, was He not? They came bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They proclaimed Him to be king. Some would say that there is symbolism in the gold that they brought, because the gold was pronouncing Him king. They proclaimed to King Herod, where is the King of the Jews? And then when He comes in, mounted on an ass, they proclaim Him King of the Jews. They hang Him upon a cross, and above His head it is inscribed, King of the Jews. But let me tell you, that day when He went up and ascended into heaven, He proves more than just King of the Jews. He was King of all kings. And the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. You see, He went up with a shout, because the moment that He ascended into heaven, His people began to proclaim His name and preach His word. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet, the trumpet referring to victory, to triumph. And that triumph that one day we will hear again as He descends for His children. Verse 6. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. What should we do? I mean, is it not more obvious in this verse than to sing His praises? You know, one of the things that frustrates me as a pastor is when I watch, and unfortunately as a missionary, when you start a new work, you are the pastor, you're the song leader, you're the PA guy, you're the computer guy, you're everything. And when you lead singing and you see people out in the congregation and they will not lift their voice to God, that's disheartening. Those that proclaim to be God's children and cannot sing. And we see in the psalm, the psalmist says, sing praises unto God. He says it once. Then he says it again. He says, sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Look at verse 7. For God is the King of all the earth. Let me reiterate this. He is the King. He is the one and true living King. He is the only King. He says again, sing ye praises. But He says this time with understanding. Have you ever got through a song service and then forgot what you just sang? Have you ever read the words, read the notes, but then didn't even hear the message to what you were singing? I think Brother Griff, he likes to mix it up and make us sing songs we don't know, so we pay attention a little bit more. Sing ye praises with understanding. Seriously, you can sing, O Victory in Jesus, without a smile on your face? At the cross, the old rugged cross, it is well with my soul. Can there not be some tears of emotion and joy and comfort when we praise God? It's because we've sang without understanding. We no longer pay attention to the words. It is the music or the voice. Yes, there are some people that may get up to sing in front of the congregation that have not been blessed with a good voice. But they are also to give their widow's mite. It is not because we have the ability to sing or to read music or to play instruments. It is because we are singing praises to the God on high, to the King of all the earth. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. Let me tell you something. We get worried about what the loss can do to us. And He says, don't worry about it. God reigneth over the heathen. Oh, but if He gets in as president, God reigneth over the heathen. Oh, but if this happens, if this doesn't go our way, if we lose the House, if we lose the Senate, let me tell you something. God reigneth over the heathen. God sitteth upon the throne of His holiness. It is not a vacated seat. It is not an empty seat. It is not a symbolic seat. He is sitting on the throne and He reigns from His throne on high. He is a true God. He is a living God. He is the only God. And He is King of all kings. Verse 9. The princes of the people are gathered together. Even the people of God, of the God of Abraham. Yes, the leaders, the spiritual leaders of God's people are gathered together. For the shields of the earth belong unto God. I was looking up this word shields, and it refers to defense, to protection. Those that protect God's people. Who do they belong to? Him. He says He is greatly exalted. You know, this song came to my mind. He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. But will we? Do we praise Him on a daily basis? Do we shout? Do we clap? Are we reminded of the gift that was given to us? You see, When I was a child, my favorite holiday was Christmas. Let me tell you why. When I was a child, my favorite holiday was Christmas because I was going to get presents. I'll be honest. That's what Christmas meant to me, was presents. I mean, I remember, we lived in a two-story townhouse and we slept upstairs, and downstairs was all decorated and lights and tree and it all. And the exciting part was coming down those steps and seeing what was waiting for me. To be honest, that was what I would celebrate. Present time. You see, I should have been celebrating the gift of all gifts. My mind was not there yet. My heart was not there yet. But now I understand what the true gift was. And that was the King. You see, it doesn't matter if we celebrate in the month of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, or December. But what do we celebrate? You see, I've looked through the scriptures and I can't find a reason why we shouldn't celebrate our Lord and Savior. Now, I know there are arguments whether or not we should celebrate on a specific day, and I respect those arguments. But I just want to tell you one thing. I want to celebrate Jesus. Because of Him, coming and being born of that virgin, as Brother Hunter preached about Sunday night. Because of Him, the babe that received the gifts, proclaiming Him King. Because of Him that came into the city, being proclaimed King. Because of Him who gave His life on the cross for my sins. I can now shout. I can now clap. I can now praise the King of Kings, the King of this earth. So tonight, I want to encourage you to get back to shouting, because we win. We have the victory. We have the triumph. And it is in our Lord Jesus Christ. I heard some disappointing message this week. Brother Jay was sharing with me from a very well-known preacher in the United States. And he said, it is not the blood of Jesus that saves us. How disgusting. He said, it is the death of Jesus that saves us. Let me tell you something. It was the death and the shedding of blood. It was the resurrection of our Lord and Savior and Him taking His blood into the Holy of Holies. One time for always. And it is because of Him giving us faith to believe in Him that we are saved. What better gift could we have received in our lives? What is your favorite gift you've ever received? I hope it's that gift. And if you haven't, what is the obstacle? You see, I would hate to see a gift wrapped in my house and have my name, but never open it. He died for the sinner. He offers that gift of salvation. And it is only by His blood that He does that. Rejoice. Rejoice. Don't be that quiet Christian. I was laughing at myself, and I'll close with this. I was driving to pastor's house to exercise. Yes, we do exercise. Not with a fork or a spoon. And I was listening to praise and worship. And I was laughing at myself because I realized I was singing at the top of my lungs in the car. Now, praise the Lord, it's wintertime. Windows are closed. No one else can hear. I started to laugh at myself and say, what am I doing? And then it was like the Lord just hit me upside the head and said, rejoice. This should be the moment of rejoice. Take advantage of this moment and rejoice. The world almost comes to a stop this week. Rejoice. Do they do it for the right reasons? Maybe not. But we have the opportunity now to tell them why they can truly rejoice, because we know the King of all the earth. If you would stand and we will pray.